Today's devotion is entitled, What, Me Worry? By Pastor Steve Mosky, Good Shepherd, Elgin. What do you worry about most? Terrorism? Global warming? The presidential election? I guess that we all have different things that we worry about, but I guess that we probably spend more time worrying about things that are a little closer to home, like our family, our financial future, and our health. Jesus tells us not to be anxious about our life. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. Luke 12:22. We know Jesus is telling us the truth, so we shouldn't worry, but it's so hard not to worry, right? We have so much going on in our lives. Sometimes we find ourselves at wit's end, stressed out. Does anyone care? Yes. Jesus reminds us that God knows the needs of the birds of the air, and He cares much more for you. When we worry, we are really thinking that God is not big enough to handle our problems. Worrying is a sin. What should we do when we worry? Repent and turn to God. St. Peter writes, Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:6 and 7. What can you do when you are worried? Simply remember why Jesus came, to bring you peace. Jesus said, Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. John 14, verses 1 and 27. What can you do when you are worried? Pray. St. Paul writes, Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6-7. Celebrate the peace that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, brings you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Luke 12:22-34.